There is a fascinating machlokas as to whether or not tshuva is a mitzvah or not. There are some mafarshim out there who are crystally clear, unmistakably, that there's a mitzvah. The Ramban, the Sforno, both on Chumash, believe ki a mitzvah azos, asher anochi mitzvah, chayom lo neflis, mukhav lo nechol, gino gino, two priparshios, that he's referring to the mitzvah of tshuva, and tshuva is in fact a mitzvah. There are some who believe that tshuva is not a mitzvah. For example, the Minchas Chinuch is famously medayik in the Ramban. The Rambam says, "Kol mitzvah shevatar benasi v'lo sas se'mavra l'adam alchemim v'mizan v'bishkaga." Listen to this lashon. Kishe yaset tshuva v'yashuv mecheto chayiv lesvados. Chayiv lesvados sounds like you only have to do vidui. Tshuva is kishe yaset tshuva. It's an option. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it's not necessary. It's certainly helpful. It's an eitzah tova. But it's not a mitzvah to do tshuva. So we've seen the most extreme, but totally a mitzvah like everything else, or not a mitzvah at all. There are three middle permutations, three other shitas that exist that indicate somewhere in the middle. It's not fully a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah either. One of them is the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his Shari Tshuva, in Shar Hasheni, if I'm not mistaken, the mitzvah says in our Torah, "Lahavir Adam es Rucho lachzor b'tshuva b'yom Kippurim." When is the mitzvah of tshuva according to the Rabbeinu Yonah? Only on Yom Kippur. Shita number three. Shita number four is a famous thing Rabbi Salavitchik said. We'll get to number five, because I don't want to spend my time. Rabbi Salavitchik had a whole part. It's printed up in our tshuva. The difference between a ma'isa mitzvah versus a kiyum. A kiyum is the mitzvah itself. The ma'isa is what you do. 99% of the time it's the same. The ma'isa of eating matzah is the kiyum. The ma'isa of lifting a lulav is the kiyum. Rabbi Salavitchik famously said that maybe there's a difference when it comes to, let's say, things like davening. The ma'isa is reciting words that are found in the siddur. That's at the kiyum. The kiyum is communicating with Hashem. If you don't know you're davening, you think you're reading French or Hebrew or Shakespearean literature, you're not davening. It's not that you're davening, but you didn't have kavanah. The definition of davening is merely communicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, there is no kiyum, even though there was a ma'isa. Sometimes you can distinguish the two. The Rebbe said the same thing by Avelos as well. And he says it even by tshuva. It could be the ma'isa is the vidoy, al chay this, al chay day, al chay the third thing. But that's not the key of the mitzvah. That's not the etzem of the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is tshuva. The mitzvah is returning to God. And the way we do it, just like the way we daven, is by saying Shmoneh Esrei, so to the way we do tshuva is by saying Vidur. However, Rabbi David Foreman, who's known for his stuff in Tanakh, has a fascinating mahalach in his realm. It's based upon the Rambam in Perek. It's based a little later. The Rambam talks about the following situation. The Rambam says, not only should one call hamisvada bidvarim v'go v'lo gamar b'libo lazo, of anyone who does a verbal vidoy, but doesn't internalize, doesn't have a sincere aziva sachei, harei hudom l'tova l'sharet b'yada. It's like being tova, holding a sheretz, holding a scorpion's pebble. Tumadika thing in your hand. She'ein ha-tevila mo'elos lo'ad she'yishlach ha-sheretz. And the tevila, the mikveh, doesn't help until? So let's think about this mashal for a second. The guy going to the mikveh, he's for sure the guy doing tshuva. Azivas ha-sheretz sounds like it's azivas ha-chet. What then is azivas ha-chet? That's the tshuva. The tshuva is getting rid of the chet, getting rid of the sheretz. What then is the mikvah? L'chora, that's the vidur. If that's the case, it's opposite of Rabbi Salavitchik. It's not that the tshuva is really the ikar, the vidur is just the maisa, but rather fakir. Surprisingly, counterintuitively, the ikar tshuva, pardon me, the ikar is really the vidur. But the tshuva is just the azivas achet, hashlachas hasheres. How does that make any sense? So I think what Rabbi Foreman suggested is brilliant, which is the goal on Yom Kippur is to do a sincere vidui. But in order to do a sincere vidui, you have to prepare properly. Otherwise, it's just lip service. It's a disingenuous lip service of just verbally stating something. I'll hate this, I'll hate that. The goal is not to pound your chest and say what you're supposed to say. The goal is to genuinely feel bad about having done those sins. And therefore, tshuva is a prerequisite, but a necessary prerequisite, to make the vidui meaningful. The vidui may be the skeleton, maybe the maisa, but the goal is to do that maisa properly. The goal is when you do a vidui to mean it, and therefore tshuva facilitates, enables you to mean it, and to internalize the depth of vidui. I'll talk 1 minute of Musar and just develop that for a second. Then I want to share with you a Shara Tshuva and a perspective on it. I'm really on all these 40 days from the beginning of El to the end of Yom Kippur. For starters, the point is a very, very important one. Because many of us just go through Al Chetz on Yom Kippur, clap it away, whatever it says in the Siddur, you know, first one done, which one asked for, maybe last one done, depending on how from you are wins. The goal of Yom Kippur, I'll get back to the Musar in a second. I'll get back to the second. For starters, I think Rabbi Foreman is not just correct. I think it's Mashma in the Shari Tshuva, and Rabbi Yehuda Shari Tshuva in Shar Aleph, where he writes, V'hine azivas machshavas achet hi ashlachas asheretz v'achotei masher chata v'avidu ehatzvi atvila v'mokom atvila v'roi l'bal tshuva l'asav kein kodem avidu ekdish yisratzeh b'viduyav. You want to have a good vidui, do tshuva in advance. That's the pshat. Now, we have five different permutations. No mitzvah, yes mitzvah, only on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Soloveitchik, which is they're both a unit always, but one's the ikker, and Rabbi Foreman, who's the opposite, one's the ikker. But I want to show you a fascinating insight. But when I was younger, my shul, they switched from using maroon, birnbaum, High Holidays prayer book to the Art School Machzor. Is anyone else familiar with both of these? And I remember thinking to myself, they switched from one big book to two smaller books. Why don't they just put it all together? And my gut cynical reaction was probably Art School could make more money that way, which probably has some truth in it. But then I started thinking to myself, here's why I'm telling you the story. Maybe Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are actually different from each other, and not just both quote-unquote high holidays, one where you can eat, one where you can't. Maybe Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and the Aseres Tshuva and El are not just all one genre of day, which is 40 days of just higher level of intensity and lower level of intensity. Like one's a jog, one's a sprint, one's kind of like a gallop, I don't know. You know, but all just about Tshuva. Maybe each one of these days is different. I think that's actually true. You know what Yom Kippur is? That's a dance kapara. That's why we call it Yom HaKippurim. You know what we do on the day of Kapara? Vidui. We get rid of our sins. L'fnei Hashem Tatoru. Yom Kippur is about the day of getting rid of your sins. Doing Vidui, which is the final process of getting rid of your sins. After you prepare for the mikvah, which is Vidui, you go to the mikvah. But in order to prepare for the mikvah, you know what you have to do? Hashlachas HaSheretz, which is Tshuva. And that's exactly why there are 10 days of Tshuva before Vidui. The Aseres Yemei Tshuva are a perfect prerequisite for Yom Kippur. And let me share with you the Musar that I was going to say a moment ago. Many of us do a lot of quote-unquote Tshuva by just checking boxes. I won't speak Lashon Hara again. I'll never fail with my sister again. Ka'as out the window. This is a throw here. But the problem is you said the same thing last year and 2 years ago and 3 years ago also and none of it worked. And the reason why is because it's a lot easier to check boxes than it is to do a spiritual surgery and like figure out why it is that you're sinning. Do I not have enough confidence and therefore I put down other people? Am I too much, do I hold on myself too much and therefore I'm not patient enough to give people time that they need? Do I think what I'm doing is really, really, really important and whatever else anyone else is doing is not that important? So therefore I interrupt all time because my thoughts are more important? Do I allow my curiosity to take control of me opposed to my stability? Without curiosity, you wouldn't think. With too much curiosity, you find yourself in all sorts of trouble. The question is not stop doing sins, but what emotional flaws, trouble do I have that if I fix them and work on them and minimize them, I'll sin less? Is the reason why I fell with my parents because I feel claustrophobic and don't have any sense of freedom? How can I feel more free? So when they ask me where I'm going, I'll say out to a movie with a friend opposed to out. When are you coming back? Later. Where are you going? Out. What are you doing? Stuff. You know, like, the more we emotionally can develop the right religious personality by doing tshuva, the more the vidui is worth it and the more we improve as people. That's really the goal. In anything. If the goal of Yom HaKippurim is to be kapara, and the goal of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is then to do tshuva, what then is the goal of Rosh Hashanah? Why are we celebrating the creation of the world? Is it like a birthday party for God? No, because he was around before. Is it a birthday party for the world? The world doesn't care. It's inanimate. What are we celebrating on Rosh Hashanah? Is it just like a religious New Year's Day? Or what does that even mean? So I think the pshat is, and this is really the theme of Rosh Hashanah, it's HaMelech. Yeshuva Malchus. You blow the shofar, the crown of Melech. The reason why we celebrate the creation of the world is because that's the day where Hashem became the king. That's when he became Melech. We're celebrating Hashem's Malchus on this world. We're celebrating Hashem's kingship. If that's correct, that's a perfect prerequisite for tshuva. Because you know what the biggest inspiration for tshuva is? Gevalt, the Yerachadosh Baruch Hu, when I sinned. I deviated, I did something wrong. If I really deeply internalize that you're God, you're the Melech Malchem Lachem, I sinned, that's a powerful thought, Gevalt, I sinned. That's the perfect setup for tshuva. And so for the days of working out just perfectly, except for what's hell along with that. And we all know oaths about Anila Dodi, Mila Dodi, leave. What does that mean? And why is that a prerequisite for Rosh Hashanah? And I think the pshat is, the more I learn that God is L'dodi Li, and I am Ani L'dodi, the more I realize God is my lover. I'm in love with God, and God's in love with me. Say differently. The more I trust God, and the mitzvah should we all go out and date and whatnot, probably one of the most important things in finding a spouse is a deep sense of trust. Maybe more than anything else. Because you trust them with your life, your reputation, your money, your happiness, your vulnerability. Trust is a key ingredient for love. Difficult to love someone if you don't trust them. Trust is critical. And the goal of El is to learn to trust Hashem. Because only once you trust Him can you make Him melech. Otherwise, it's way too scary to give up all of your freedom. Naseh v'nishma is the epitome of trust. I would never be willing to sign up to something that I don't know what it's all about. I would never be willing to invest my life in something that Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in unless I genuinely trust Him. And therefore, I need to know people who don't believe what El is about is trust. And the Mitzvah Hashem, that trust will enable us to crown Him king properly and Rosh Hashanah, a king that we're willing to listen to because we trust Him. But give out, we've sinned, and therefore we need some tshuva. And that tshuva is a perfect preparation for Yom Kippur. And as opposed to just having one high holiday's 40-day season, there are nuances in the days and different religious experiences. As we go through, we should take advantage. We wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos and a great first week. Thank you, everybody.